Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Campionato di calcio italiano.
Good evening, good morning, everybody, maybe good afternoon if you're listening to this a bit later. It's me, Dov, back for midweek Forza Italian Football Podcast, and I've got a wee crew together. I've got Mr. Podrig Whelan coming live from somewhere, the Paddy Shack. Podrig, how are you?
I'm well, Dov. Yeah, I'm well. A reasonable Champions League draw, I felt. It was, could have been better, probably could have been worse, though, so... 50-50 feel.
We'll get smashed into that in a minute, but I've got a regular for you listeners to the Forza Time Football Podcast after the Serie A weekend. It's the host of that one, Mr. Connor Clancy. Connor, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's good to be here, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. We'll get onto the reason for your sorrows a bit later. However, we need to talk about the Champions League draw, because that happened in Monaco, Monte Carlo and the Grimaldi Forum earlier on Thursday. And I think, like Paddy alluded to, it was kind of like a 50-50 draw for the Italian teams. We'll go through the groups first and then kind of take them apart one by one. So obviously Group B, you've got Barcelona, Spurs, PSV Eindhoven and Inter. And then Group C is PSG, Napoli, Liverpool and Red Star Belgrade. And then we have Roma in Group G with Real Madrid and CSK Moscow and Victoria Pilsen. And then Juve with Man United, Valencia and Young Boys. And that's Group H. So, first one. Barcelona, Tottenham, PSV for Inter, Connor Clancy. It's going to be tough for Inter getting out of that one, right?
Yeah, they should probably start planning their Europa League duties for after Christmas at this point. It's going to be really tough for them. They've got fond memories of going to the Camp Nou and winning. Obviously, they're about 8 years old now. Mourinho's not there. They're not the same. Barcelona, if anything, are just as strong, maybe stronger than they were back then. And Spurs are obviously a completely different force from the last time they faced them. But probably you would expect them to beat PSV at home. Maybe going there could be tough. But yeah, it's not looking good for Inter, like you could say for a few of the Italian teams, really.
Well, see, after the draw, I spoke to Aaron Winter, a former Inter superstar, and he said that basically Inter have got the beating of PSG at home and away. He says that the PSG squad's a bit young, like they're not got experience in the competition, neither have Inter, mind you, at this stage. And he said that the Inter have got a chance if they can get results away to Spurs and Barcelona. I mean, Paddy, do you think Inter have got it in them to go to either Wembley or White Hart Lane and the Camp Nou to get something, get a draw possibly away?
I don't know. I find Inter just such a frustrating team, because even during the summer, I think I was one of the ones who'd kind of tipped them to challenge this season for the Scudetto, and I know it's still early days, but they're two games in and we're still waiting for them to pick up a win. So just, you can only go on what you've seen so far this season, and we've saw Inter, they've not been overly impressive against either Sassuolo or Torino, and that would worry you when you think they have to go to Barcelona and Tottenham and try to pick up results away from home. Because I think what you were saying, what Aaron was saying, is probably correct, that if they are going to get out of that group, then they'll probably have to sneak something in London or Barcelona. And I just think those are big asks, because those teams are both very impressive. I mean, you saw how close Tottenham pushed Juve last season, and just a bit of European experience, I thought, was probably all that kind of separated them and kind of helped Juve get over the line at Wembley. Barcelona, we know what happened with them last season with Roma, but they are just a top quality outfit. I think they've won their group for 11 years in a row, so I think you can almost bank on them doing that again.
Do you not think after what happened, sorry Paddy, after what happened with Roma last season with Barcelona, do you think that can maybe give Inter a bit of hope that Barcelona aren't this kind of impenetrable force that they can actually be gotten at, especially when you've got kind of a forward line that's got, obviously, Cardi's a fantastic striker, Perisic is coming off a great World Cup and a good season, they've got Keita, they've got players that could hurt Barcelona, so do you not think they can maybe do something, especially with Spalletti as coach?
Yeah, see, I think they do, but I think Barcelona also strengthened big time over the summer as well. They kind of looked at their squad, and I don't think their squad was overly strong as a whole squad. Maybe their starting 11 was last season, but I think that's something they've rectified in the summer. They've got Vidal, Malcolm, of course, we know all about that, Arthur in midfield. So I think Barcelona went out and strengthened, and I know Inter did as well, and they've made a lot of good signings. But I just think it's a big ask for Inter to do it. Although I think Spalletti, if I'm not wrong, does have experience of playing against them in the group stages with Udinese before, so maybe he'll have maybe one or two tricks up his sleeve, but I do think that's a big ask.
I'm just thinking about this. Do you reckon Inter might be actually better suited to playing teams that are better than them than they are to playing in Serie A? Because Spalletti likes setting up a team to be quite solid and hard to beat. We saw it last season, they frustrated Napoli, they got points off Juve as well. They might actually not be too intimidated by coming up against Barca and Spurs. They could just sit back and look to pick them off on the counter-attack. They've got Icardi who can be as clinical as he likes, and then Perisic and Brozovic and players like that are quite well suited to counter-attacking football.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely possible, and I think Barcelona can definitely be got at. I think Spurs on occasion as well can be got on that. So I think it depends on kind of the form you get into them, because if you get into that's playing well, then I think we've said in previous podcasts that they look like they've got a really good squad, but if you get an Inter that's kind of started the season the way it has, then they're in trouble. So we'll see. But I think we've probably gone down the Inter Europa League route for that one. Right, next up, moving on, Group C. This is the tough one. PSG, Napoli, Liverpool and Red Star Belgrade. This is difficult, isn't it, Connor? PSG, last season's finalists. Napoli have got a real job on their hands if they're going to get out of this one.
It's hard to start it on such a pessimistic note for both clubs, but Liverpool are obviously last season's finalists and they look so much stronger this year than they were last. They've actually got a proper goalkeeper now. They've brought in players like Keita in the middle who just add so much. And then you look at PSG. I mean, you don't even really need to talk about their front three. Cavani, Mbappe and Neymar are going to... You can imagine them having some fun against the Napoli defence, especially the way we've seen them start the season. But again, it's going to be difficult. You'd imagine they will beat Red Star, but other than that, it's going to be very difficult. But to be fair, Napoli have kind of made a reputation for themselves as being this difficult place to go in Europe. The fans obviously get behind them, but is it too early for the fans to be showing up 4 hours before kickoff in the group stages? It's hard to tell. Like, we don't even know what we're going to see from Napoli this season. We're still kind of trying to work them out. They've won their first two Serie A games, but they haven't really convinced in doing that. They've still gone behind in both, so they are vulnerable. And yeah, it's another unfortunate draw for a Serie A side.
Well, never mind unfortunate for Serie A teams, Connor, because I had a look at it when the draw was made, because I was thinking, that is another hard group, and it seems like it's something that Napoli, they just don't seem to have good luck. I mean, because I went back and looked through their groups, and the first time they were in the Champions League groups, they got Man City, Villarreal, Bayern Munich. That was 2011. They managed to get out of that. Then 2013, they got Borussia Dortmund, Arsenal, Marseille, and became the first team ever to be eliminated on 12 points. Then when they did top a group, it was a one with Dynamo Kiev, Benfica, Besiktas, so fair play, but that wasn't the most difficult group. And then obviously last season, they didn't make it through, but again, a tough group with Shakhtar, Man City and Feyenoord. So I kind of have a lot of sympathy with Napoli, that some clubs seem to get the rub of the green somewhat when it comes to draws, and Napoli, just for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to happen for them. But it's a fantastic group on paper. Like, it's a really exciting one. It's just unbelievably difficult one for them.
Do you think that, obviously, they've got Carlo Ancelotti on the bench, who's got, he's got some big history in the Champions League. Do you think he can make the difference? Because obviously Napoli, like you kind of mentioned, that they've come up against big teams and they've really gave them as good as they've got, more or less. Do you think he can make the difference in the Champions League, given that's the competition he's kind of been most successful in?
Yeah, I'm actually, even though it's a tougher group, I'd be more confident in Napoli getting through than I probably would with Inter. I think I quite fancy them maybe just to sneak into second place, because I think, as strong as PSG and Liverpool both are, that, as you said, Ancelotti is a massive factor here, and he's won the competition even quite recently. He's at Real Madrid, and I know he's been at PSG before and he's got a bit of history there. But both those teams, as exciting as they are, as good as they are, I think you could get at Liverpool and PSG defensively. Not to say that you can't with Napoli as well. As Connor said, in their first two games, they've gone behind in both, but they've come back in both games and they've won both games. And I think that the Ancelotti factor, like you mentioned, I think that's huge. And I don't know if I'd go out on a limb as far as to say that I think they'll definitely get through, but I'd be a lot more confident in them getting through than I would from Group B with Tottenham and Barcelona, because I just think Napoli could probably go to Anfield and go to Paris and cause problems for both those teams on the road in both those games.
I suppose the thing is, the other two, PSG and Liverpool, will probably take some points off one another as well. So if everyone just gets maximum points, easier said than done, against Red Star, then they might be done a couple of favours by the other teams knocking points off each other. You know, it's so hard to tell before anything happens, but...
Well, that's why we're here, Connor. We're here to speculate and accumulate. That's what the people listen for.
Clancy's crystal ball.
Exactly. There we go. We'll get Clancy's crystal ball out later. I think as well, just one thing on Apple, I think we'll probably get another situation where they'll get 12 points or something like that and get eliminated and put in the Europa League. Because I think that's
you know who's going to do it, Dov, don't you?
Who's going to do
it? The man who will eliminate them.
Go on.
It seems to be written in the stars, doesn't it? Yeah. And there we go. Could be written in the stars for him.
Well, he's coming back, so obviously he'll get a lovely reception, unless he puts them out, and then they'll be annoyed. Right, let's go to Group G. Real Madrid, the champions for the last 3 years, 4 out of 5 years, the winners of the competition. Roma, CSKA, Moscow, and Victoria Pilsen. Now, I think this is tricky, because I don't think Moscow's an easy place to go, especially going in the winter, because it's freezing cold. And I think Roma have had problems when they went to Ukraine and places like that. So I think that would be tricky. But you'd probably put your money on Roma to go through, right, Connor?
Yeah, if they went by any other name than Roma, yeah. But there's just something about Roma that they're hard to trust. But they should.
Roma are Champions League Roma. They got to the semi-finals last year. They're one of the best four teams in Europe.
They're not, though, are they? Look at what they've done in the Champions League every other year before that. And
yeah, but look what they did last year. Sure, yes. That's what's relevant.
No, they don't have Alisson
anymore.
Getting beat
7-1 off Man United.
They've no Alisson.
Don't have Nainggolan either, but they'll be fine.
I'm not sure. But yeah, they should go through. I don't want to come on here and just be negative about every Italian team. But
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roma are just a club that I've always found it hard to trust. And every time I've trusted them to do well, they've let me down. So, but I don't really know what we're going to expect from Real Madrid this year without Cristiano. I know they should be okay. But that could be a funny group, you know. I do agree with you, Dov, that Moscow is going to be a tough place to go. I think they went there a couple of years ago when they were in the same group as Manchester City and got knocked out, if I remember rightly, in the group stages.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we all watched that in Dublin together, actually.
Oh, there we go. Oof. That was back in the day. Back in the day. I think the thing with Real Madrid is they're weird. Like, I was obviously at the Super Cup in Tallinn watching them against Atletico. And with Ronaldo, they always kind of had that je ne sais quoi, that bit extra that they could count on. They don't really seem to have that this season. Obviously, they've still got brilliant players. They've got the best player, according to UEFA, last season. And you look at Modric, they've got the best goalkeeper, midfielder, defender and striker last season, according to UEFA. Well, no, not striker anymore, they lost him. So they've obviously still got a really, really, really strong squad, but I think they can be gotten it. And I think with Roma kind of having lots of kind of young, hungry players like Under and Cliver and Cristante, and I think Pastore's got something to prove as well, I think they could be a real handful for Real Madrid. So I think they might not get something in Moscow, but I think they'll cause Real Madrid problems, and I think they could win that group, like the whole group.
Yeah, of all the Italian teams, I think it's probably the team that you look at just based on how the pot three team come out for Juve. But this is the group where you go, that's your absolute stick on to get through. Whether or not they top the group and get something out of the games against Real Madrid, which they've done before, credit to them. They do seem to lift it for those kind of bigger nights. Then I'm not too sure, but I think it's definitely that's as good a group as Roma could have asked for, because the CSKA and Viktoria Pilsen, I think CSKA have Akin 5 in goals, don't they? We all know his record for, he just always seems to concede in Europe, so it should really be one that if they, Roma don't get out of that group, there'll be serious questions to be asked. And I know they're sole players, but you can't go from the semi-finals to being eliminated in the group stage the following year, aren't we?
There we go, right. And then obviously the last group is the one that has one of the favourites for the entire competition in Juve. A Manchester United that's in a bit of turmoil, Valencia, back from European Champions League wilderness, and then young boys. So I'm predicting Juve to win this group, given the state Man United are in. And Valencia obviously just getting back into the Champions League, and Juve, it's what they're going for. I think we've said it a million times, kind of in the build up to the Serie A season, the signing of Ronaldo. They are a Champions League team. They're not a Serie A team. They want this competition. So, Clancy, what do you like? Do you think Man United could do anything to stop Juve, or do you think this is Juve's group to lose?
I think it's Juve's group to lose for sure. And I have a sneaky feeling that their biggest threats in this will be Valencia rather than Manchester United, because who knows, Mourinho might not even still be at United by the time the Champions League starts. And Valencia, like you said, it's their first time back in the Champions League in, I don't know quite how long, but a while. And they've put together quite a decent squad there over the summer. It seems like they're going to really be focusing on that this year. And United, I don't know, it's just hard to imagine United striking fear into absolutely anyone at the moment, whereas Valencia could be this exciting team. I just think it's going to be Juve top, Valencia second, and then United in the Europa League.
There you go. Well, Paddy, what about this then? You've got Cristiano going back to Old Trafford, the place that made him what he is, and then Paul Pogba coming back to the Allianz Stadium, the place that made him who he is. And do you think one of them is going to cause the other team heartbreak? They're going to come back and haunt their ex-club?
Oh, I think Ronaldo's a stick-on, isn't he, for a goal at Old Trafford? I think that seems just written in the stars from it. I think if Juve, obviously they couldn't draw Real Madrid, and maybe there'll be a reunion down the line somewhere there, if not this season, maybe in the seasons to come. But when you saw that there was a possibility of Ronaldo against Man United, these things just work out for Cristiano, don't they? And I think he's been back since he left with Real Madrid, but this one will be interesting. I think more interesting is probably the second one you mentioned, Paul Pogba, who doesn't seem overly happy at Old Trafford at the minute, maybe using that as the chance to put himself in the shop window, put a few feelers out, maybe back in Turin. I mean, how good would that team be if he was back? But I think that one's an interesting one, but I think it's going to be Ronaldo that does all the damage there. And I agree with you guys, it's a group that, considering all the Juve, the eggs that they're kind of putting into the European basket, that this should be a reasonably straightforward group for them.
Well, the thing is, like, if Jose Mourinho's still there, he should maybe phone up Lorenzo Danna at Chievo, and he'll tell you how to stop Cristiano Ronaldo. So there you go.
Stop him and lose, though. Stop him and lose.
Well, let's stop him. So we'll see what happens after that. Right, so we've got the rest of the groups. Everybody, you can go and look at them. I'm not going to tell you what they are. What are we thinking in terms of potential winners then? We've mentioned Juve. You've got to put Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich in there, Man City, Atletico maybe?
Atletico, yeah. I fancy Atletico and Man City for the complete opposite reasons. City because they could just blow anyone out of the park, and Atletico because they can just shithouse their way to the final.
So what are you thinking? Are you like, pick a team, Connor Clancy. Get your Clancy's crystal ball out. Pick a team. Who's going to win the Champions League?
The romantic in me says Atletico because the final is at the Wanda Metropolitano. So Atletico Madrid.
There you go. Right, Paddy, what are you thinking? Who are you thinking are...
Well, see, I say Atletico every year, and every year they let me down, and Connor's picked them, so I'm not going to say them. But I don't think I can be sensationalist or anything for the sake of it and pick Roma to go better than last year. I'll say Barcelona. I think they strengthened their squad enough in the summer, and yeah, I think Messi will probably has one more big run in him in this competition.
He'll be annoyed that Ronaldo keeps winning the Champions League, so he's going to have some of it for himself.
Well, are you going to be brave enough to pick Cristiano?
I honestly think Juve will be semi-finals certain. I don't care who they face. I think they'll get to the semi-finals, and then we'll see what happens then. But I think just by what I've seen from them in a couple of games in Serie A, they've destroyed both the teams have played, and it doesn't look like they've even started yet, if that makes sense to everybody. They look like they're just kind of, they've just put the key in the ignition, and they've not even kind of went into first or second gear, and they're already kind of blowing Serie A opposition away. So I think once we get to March and February and April time, where they're kind of at their peak fitness, Allegri's kind of got the systems worked out, then I think we'll see Juve. And I think if you go player by player, they're as good as anybody in the competition. And they've got the X factor of Cristiano Ronaldo now, who's, I think he's basically been their nemesis in the last couple of years. So it's tough.
Oh, you've convinced me, Dov. I've changed my pick. Juve.
So we're all going Juve. Right, there
you're a disgrace,
go.
But I'm not going Juve.
No, he's convinced me.
You're a disgrace, mate.
Oh, you're a disgrace, Podrick. Right. Okay, so that's Champions League done. Obviously, Europa League is on Friday afternoon, which I'm sure Connor would maybe talk about on Sunday's podcast, so you can see about that. But I know, Connor, you're a very sad little Irish man, because on Thursday evening, go Atalanta, go out of the Europa League.
Yeah, there's no hashtag EU Atalanta this season, though.
But, was it Atal Exit?
There we go. Or what did you call the group chat? I can't remember. It's something silly.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say sweary words, Connor Clancy. We don't say sweary words on this family podcast. So, like, tell the people about Atalanta, because obviously you were been watching the Europa League adventure last year. You were watching it this year as well. They played about 50 games and they weren't even in the group stage. What happened against Copenhagen?
It doesn't matter who Atalanta play up front, because they just have the same fucking problems. They can't score no matter how many chances they create. They had 45 shots over the two legs and didn't score one goal. I don't know how. Pasalic should have had a hat-trick tonight. Zapata should have had one. Barrow should have had a few. It's maddening more so than it is upsetting. But look, they've got two decent 11s now. Not two great 11s, but two decent 11s. So they'll be in the Champions League next season. All eggs in the Serie A basket. Top four again. Done it before, it'll do it again. So we'll be sitting here next year talking about the Champions League draw, and Atalanta will be in the fourth pot.
There you go, everybody. You have heard it here. Clancy has his crystal ball out. There we go. Right, guys, that has been wonderful. Thank you very much. Obviously, you can catch Connor on the main podcast on Sunday nights live on YouTube, and then obviously on your iTunes and other podcasty things later as well. And you might be able to catch Podrig with me throughout the season talking about some European football on Thursday nights as well. So look out for that, people. Obviously, let us know what you think about the draw. Who do you think is going to qualify, etc., etc. Leave it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you want. Just get in touch and let us know what you think. So until the next time, there is nothing left for me to say apart from arrivederci.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.